Let's begin the body scan. So lying down in the Shavasana or the corpse pose on your back. Arranging your body so that you feel aligned. If you like, as you sit down first, then supporting yourself with your arms. Just leaning on the forearms. Letting the back down as if you're lying down one vertebra at a time. Breathing space into the body, elongating the back and the neck as you lie down without stretching it in any way, just arranging it carefully as you lie down. And checking your lower back. If your lower back is feeling stiff or uncomfortable, it can help to place the soles of the feet on the floor, aligning the feet and knees and hips. Putting the lower back in neutral. For a longer body scan, it can feel very comfortable to bring a chair close to you and rest the calves and feet on the seat of the chair so that your legs are at a 90-degree angle. Just deciding how you'd like to be lying down for this body scan. And if for whatever reason you feel too exposed, lying on your back with the front open to the air, to the room, it's okay to lie on the stomach as well. So just translating for yourself if you do that from the instructions for the back. So now bringing your attention to the sensations of the body resting on the floor. Noticing all the points of contact the body's making with the floor. The hard spots like the skull or the heels or the elbows, the shoulder blades, the soft spots, the places where the body's not quite touching the floor, under the neck perhaps, or behind the lower back or behind the knees. Noticing what position the chin is in, if it's pointing or tilted upward toward the ceiling. Knowing that the neck is probably a little bit compressed. So bringing the chin slightly in and slightly down, elongating the neck. Sometimes it's nice just to reach one hand behind the head and arrange the head in a comfortable position. And then resting the hands and arms near the body at a comfortable distance. Checking to see what it feels like if the palms are facing the floor or facing the ceiling. In yoga, the beginning pose or corpse pose involves lying down with palms up, legs stretched out, heels about hip width apart, and the feet just kind of splayed out toward either side in a completely released position. For the body scan, it's sometimes helpful just to release the lower back by bringing the knees toward the ceiling and placing the hands in whatever position is most comfortable for you. Throughout the body scan, we'll be using just regular gentle breathing. The only time you might want to use diaphragmatic or belly breathing is if for some reason an emotion arises and the heart begins to pound. At that time, if that happens, it's sometimes helpful to use some gentle, deep diaphragmatic breathing, filling the balloon behind the belly button, just fully breathing in and breathing out slowly to soothe and calm the heart and the body and the nervous system. Maybe just 5 or 6 times, and then reverting back to gentle breathing. So now bringing your attention back to the sensations of the surface of the body, touching the floor, or the mat, or the bed, wherever you are. Expanding your attention to notice if you feel any sensations along the sides of the body, the outside, from the feet to the head, along the insides of the thighs and the arms and the hands, and along the top of the body. Just sweeping your attention gently over these surfaces and noticing if any sensations are observable. Just noticing what you can feel, which places don't have noticeable sensation. Noticing with non-judging awareness and non-striving. Just observing what you notice. In body sensation, in emotion, and in thinking. And then bringing your attention to your breathing, feeling the air coming in and going out of the body, noticing where you feel it most readily, checking around the edge of the nostrils and in the nostrils, the throat, the chest region, the sides around the rib cage, the upper abdomen, the lower abdomen, or anywhere along the back. You might also feel some sense of movement with breathing in the arms or shoulders. Just noticing what you feel. And now bringing the attention, when you're ready, to the feet, the soles of the feet, the sides, the arches, the heels, the toes and between the toes, and the tops of the feet. Selecting either the right or the left foot to focus your attention on right now. Bringing attention to the toes of either the right or the left foot, whichever you've chosen. Noticing the skin sensations. Any warmth or coolness. Any other sensations in the toes of that foot. Then moving the attention to include the rest of that foot, the sole of the foot, the arch, the outside and the top, and the heel. Noticing the skin sensations in the whole foot. Noticing any tingling or prickly or itchy sensations, any warmth or coolness, any muscle or joint sensations. And then breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, imagining the oxygen, the air, is traveling down to the foot. And breathing out, imagining, if you like, that you're breathing out toxins. Carbon dioxide. And breathing gently, continuing to focus attention on the foot and the sensations of that one foot. And when you're ready, moving your attention to the ankle and calf of that same leg and foot, noticing the skin sensations on the calf and ankle, any prickly or itchy or tingly sensations, any warmth or coolness, any muscle sensations, maybe tightness or a sense of relaxation. Any joint sensation in the ankle, or any other sensations you may feel in the calf and ankle. And when you're ready, breathing in, a long, gentle in-breath, taking the oxygen to the calf and ankle, and breathing out, releasing the toxins. Breathing gently, just noticing the sensations of the calf and ankle. As we move through this body scan, knowing that the air we breathe contains oxygen that's absorbed by the blood, that's what keeps all our tissues alive. When we breathe out, 70% of the toxins we excrete during the day comes through our out-breaths. A healthy breathing is important to our general health. And knowing that we're bringing health to our body with this gentle, slower breathing. And bringing the attention to the knee and the thigh of this leg, feeling the skin sensations, any warmth or coolness, any muscle tightness, any awareness of the knee joint, or any other sensations. And breathing in, long, gentle in-breath, feeling the sensations of the knee and the thigh. Breathing out, releasing toxins. Breathing gently, noticing the sensations of the knee and thigh. If you like, with each in-breath, imagining the oxygen's traveling to this part of the body, and with each out-breath, releasing the toxins. If you prefer, other imagery can be helpful in focusing our concentration and supporting this practice. If other imagery comes to your mind, some people like warm water or sunshine or anything else, feel free to engage that imagery as we move through this body scan. And when you're ready now, moving your attention to the toes of the other foot, noticing the skin sensations of the toes and between the toes, and any other sensations there in the toes. And expanding your attention to include the whole foot. Feeling any tingly or itchy or prickly feelings on the skin. Any warmth or coolness. Noticing the sole of the foot, the arch, outside and top of the foot, the heel and behind the heel. Noticing any warmth or coolness, any muscle tightness, any other sensations. And breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, carrying the oxygen in your imagination to the foot. And breathing out, releasing the toxins. And breathing gently, feeling the foot. Continuing to take in the oxygen, release the carbon dioxide, or using any other imagery you like to support this practice. As we move through this body scan, we'll come to areas for most people where there's very little noticeable body sensation. So just knowing that this is a common experience, noticing what it's like to not experience sensation in a region of the body, noticing that kind of silence of sensation. Noticing any thoughts or emotions that arise as we move through the body scan. And if the emotions or the thinking take the attention away, just bringing it gently back whenever you notice that you've been distracted by a thought or an emotion or a sound or anything else. Guiding the attention back almost as if it's a kite flying away and you've noticed it far up in the sky and you're just reeling it back in gently. Coming back to the area of the body we're focusing on and anchoring your attention in the awareness of breathing and the body sensations. When you're ready, moving your attention to the ankle and calf of the leg you've chosen. Feeling the skin sensation. Any tingly or prickly or itchy sensations. Any warmth or coolness. Any muscle tightness. Any sensation in the ankle. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath. Feeling the air entering the body, knowing that the air carries the oxygen and imagining the oxygen to the calf and the ankle, and then the carbon dioxide and other toxins traveling back out as you breathe out. As we move through the body scan, if it's easier for you or you prefer to imagine the air coming in through the part of the body we're focusing on and out from that part in any direction, just feel free to use any direction that you prefer. So some people like imagining the air is coming in through the nostrils and traveling down to the body areas. Some people prefer to imagine the air is coming in through the body part. Just choosing whatever is comfortable for you. And when you're ready, focusing your attention on the knee and the thigh of the leg you've chosen. Noticing the skin sensations on the top and back and sides of the knee, front and back and sides of the thigh. Any prickly or itchy or tingly sensations? Any coolness or warmth? Any tightness in the muscles? Any awareness of the knee joint? And breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling the knee and thigh. Imagining the oxygen traveling there and breathing out. Releasing carbon dioxide, toxins. And breathing gently, continuing to notice the sensations of this knee and thigh. Bringing attention now to how the body is feeling overall. Noticing or your thoughts focused on the body scanning or distracted. Just noticing this with non-judging awareness. And whenever the distractions occur, just noting them and gently guiding yourself back to focusing on the body scan as you can. To the extent possible without the emotions of self-judgment, just observing the nature of our minds to be distracted and encouraging and being appreciative of the ability to bring the attention back at will to focusing on these body sensations and giving the mind a small vacation. And now bringing the attention to the hip joints, the buttocks, the lower abdomen, the groin, the genital region, all the way from the hip joints to the waist. It's a complicated region of the body with positive and negative associations for many people. Lots of emotional connection. Just feeling first the skin sensations in this region of the body, from the hip joint to the waist. Noticing any prickly or tingly or itchy sensations, any warmth or coolness, muscle tightness. Any sensations in the hip joints or lower spine. Many people have pain in this region of the body. If your body is experiencing pain or discomfort during the body scan, you may be aware of your attention magnetizing to that area, just gravitating and noticing that the pain seems to hold our attention. If this occurs for you, noting that with non-judging awareness if possible, just noting what it is that you're feeling, how your attention is being pulled. And maybe asking the area that's uncomfortable if you can share a little bit of attention, maybe 5% of your attention, with the areas we're working with in the body scan, just so that not all of your attention is holding in an uncomfortable place. And then bringing awareness back to the area of the body between the hip joints and the waist. Again, feeling any warmth or coolness, any muscle tightness, joint sensations, just checking for sensation. Noticing any blank or blind spots. There's no obvious sensation. Noticing if thoughts or emotions arise, or maybe other sounds or sensations pull the attention away. Gently guiding it back and breathing in a long, gentle in-breath. Feeling the sensations in this region of the body and taking the oxygen here. And breathing out, releasing the toxins. Breathing gently, feeling this region of the body. Breathing in and breathing out with awareness of sensation. Sometimes nice to imagine with the oxygen breathing in light and with the toxins breathing out darkness or colors of your choice. Not necessary, but it sometimes supports this practice. And when you're ready, bringing your attention to the whole lower half of the body, noticing any skin sensations, muscle tightness, joint sensations, warmth or coolness in the lower half of the body. And breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling the lower half of the body, imagining the oxygen traveling throughout, and breathing out, imagining the toxins releasing, and breathing gently, resting, noticing the sensations of the lower half of the body, feeling the breathing, the air coming in and going out. Noticing if there's a sense of heaviness in the body or lightness, or neither. Just resting, feeling the lower half of the body. And then when you're ready, bringing your attention to the upper half of the body. We'll focus first on the torso. Bringing your attention, when you're ready, to the lower and middle and upper back. Noticing the skin sensations there. You may feel the pressure of the body resting on the surface you're lying on. Wrapping your attention around and noticing the sides where the ribs are, under your arms, along the top of the torso, the upper abdomen and chest region, all the way up to the neck. Noticing skin sensations on the sides and top of the body, as well as the back of the body. Any itchy or tingly or prickly sensations. Any warmth or coolness on the skin of the torso. Any muscle tightness. Often there's muscle tightness in the back, the lower or middle or upper back. Sometimes there's a sense of inner tightness in the chest region or throat region, right at the top of the torso. Sometimes there's an inner tightness around the stomach. Just noticing if there's any tightness in your body right now. And taking care of it, bringing non-judging attention to any tightness you may feel. Breathing in, noticing the sensations. Breathing out, inviting the muscles to come to rest. And bringing attention to the joints of the torso of the body. There are many joints in the torso. The spine connects with the pelvis. All the joints of the spine. Where the ribs connect with the spine and the sternum, the chest bone, breastbone. Bringing some attention, if you like, to the sense of the air coming in, expanding the lungs, and the air going out, the lungs contracting back, the diaphragm lowering to make room for the enlargement of the lungs. The belly expanding out and the ribs expanding out. And as you breathe out, exhaling, everything contracting back down. You may notice the beating of your heart. If noticing the beating of the heart causes some discomfort emotionally, it may increase the speed or the pounding of the heart. And just knowing that if that happens, it's a common reaction, which will subside as you move your attention to another area of the body. If it doesn't and you're in some distress, always getting up and taking care of yourself in whatever way you need to. So bringing attention now to the whole torso of the body, feeling the torso gently expanding and contracting with each in and out breath. And taking a long, deep, slow breath in, feeling the torso expand, imagining the oxygen traveling throughout the torso. And breathing out a gentle, slow out breath, releasing the toxins. Breathing gently, using any other imagery you may like, light and darkness, or colors, or warmth or coolness. Or just feeling the body expanding and contracting. With each in-breath and out-breath. And then when you're ready, bringing your attention to the hands and arms. Feeling the sensations of the skin first in the palms of the hands. Just noticing any tingly or itchy or prickly sensations in the palms of the hands. And then between the fingers. And the backs of your hands. Your thumbs. And the front and back and sides of the wrists. Noticing the skin of the forearm. Back and front and sides. The inside and outside of the elbows, the upper arms, under the arms and the tops of the shoulders. Feeling the hands and arms, both sides of the body at once. Noticing whatever sensations you can feel, and noticing if there are any blank or blind spots, silent areas. Where you can't feel much sensation. You may notice the clothing on your skin, the pressure of the surface you're resting on, touching the skin. And breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling the hands and arms and taking the oxygen to them. Breathing out, releasing the toxins. Breathing gently, continuing to focus on the sensations of the hands and fingers, the wrists and forearms, elbows, upper arms and shoulders. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the arms and hands. And then when you're ready, moving your attention to your neck and shoulders. Feeling the tops of the shoulders. Noticing any sensations in the front or back or sides of the neck. And inside the throat. Any skin sensations. Any warmth or coolness. Any muscle tightness. Many of us carry a lot of tightness in this region of the body. So again, if your attention is distracted by painful or uncomfortable feelings here, just bringing attention to that and taking care of the body. As you breathe in, noticing any tightness or sensations or discomforts or comforts. And as you breathe out, just inviting muscles to soften and lengthen, which can bring some release sometimes. Remembering non-striving, the goal of the body scan and all the mindfulness practices is not relaxation, although often relaxation happens. But with the body scan, we're building awareness, learning how to practice moment-by-moment awareness with the help of feeling our bodies, maintaining attention to the sensations of our breathing in and breathing out. So taking a long, gentle breath in now when you're ready, feeling the neck and shoulders, taking the oxygen to this region of the body, and breathing out, releasing the toxins, and breathing gently. Continuing to feel the neck, throat, and shoulders. And then when you're ready, moving your attention to the head, the face, and the scalp. Noticing any skin sensations on the back or sides or top of the scalp, around the ears. Noticing any sensations on the face, of the skin of the face, your forehead or eyes, eyelids, temples and cheeks, around the nose and the mouth, the chin and under the chin, the jaw region, remembering to notice sensations inside the nose and inside the mouth. Just feeling whatever you feel on the skin of your head. Breathing in and breathing out, maintaining awareness of the sensations of breathing while observing the sensations of the face and head. And then noticing any muscle tightness, the scalp or the face. Remembering to check the tongue and the jaws, the eyelids, the forehead. The joints, especially the jaws, are often tight for many people. Just noticing what you're feeling right now, right here, in the face and head, scalp. Noticing if there are any other sensations. Sometimes there may be a mild headache or sense of pressure. If that occurs, just breathing gently on the in-breaths, noticing whatever you feel on the out-breaths, inviting muscles to soften and lengthen, joints to ease, coming to rest as much as you can, taking care of yourself and your body and your mind. I'm breathing in now, taking the oxygen to the face and head and scalp, the slow, long in-breath. I'm breathing out, releasing the toxins. Then breathing gently, continuing to feel the sensations of the face and scalp and head, noticing any thoughts or emotions that may arise. Just noting them and bringing your attention back when you can to awareness of sensation in the body and the breathing. And when you're ready, bringing your attention to the whole upper half of the body, from the waist to the top of the head, including the hands and arms, noticing any skin sensation. You feel the clothes or the air on the skin, any tingly or itchy or prickly feelings, or warmth or coolness on the upper half of the body. Noticing what the breathing feels like in the throat and the torso, if you can sense it. The feeling of the in-breath and the feeling of the out-breath. Noticing if the breathing is slow or fast, easy or labored. Just witnessing what you're feeling. Noticing any residual muscle tightness or joint sensations, or any other sensations you may be feeling in the upper half of the body. Noticing them with non-judging awareness. Remembering that that does not mean not judging. It just means noticing. We may be judging, we may dislike something, we may really enjoy something. In either case, just noticing what we're experiencing in our mind and our body, our emotions, our heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Building our awareness of ourselves moment by moment, feeling our bodies, so that we can learn more about what happens in our minds and hearts. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, feeling the whole top half of the body. And breathing out, feeling the whole top half of the body. And breathing in again, a long, gentle in-breath into the whole top half of the body, taking the oxygen through the whole top half of the body. Breathing out the toxins from the whole top half of the body. And breathing gently, just feeling the top half of the body. Noticing what you feel in the top half of the body. Are there areas that call your attention to themselves? Are there blind spots or silent spots? Noticing if there's a sense of rest or restlessness. Just witnessing what you're experiencing right now. Maintaining awareness of breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the breathing in your body. And when you're ready, expanding your attention and your awareness to include your whole body, from the soles of the feet to the top of the head, including the hands and arms. Noticing any skin sensations over the whole body. Noticing any silent or blank spots. Any warmth or coolness. Any muscle tightness. Or joint sensation. Any other sensations you may be feeling. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath. Taking oxygen to the whole body all at once. Breathing out, releasing the toxins from the whole body all at once. And you may like to breathe in as if the air is coming in through every pore of the body. Breathing in healing oxygen to the whole body. Breathing out the toxins. Knowing that as we do this body scan, the body is coming to rest. And the blood flow, which takes the oxygen to the body, is freed up to go to more places. Because as the muscles relax, the blood flow can return to the places that were tight. And the oxygen can feed the tissues, making them healthier. Sometimes releasing tightness that can cause pain. In any case, taking care of our bodies and ourselves through this body scan. So just lying here now, breathing in and breathing out, feeling the body, feeling yourself, having moved your attention through the whole body in this body scan. And if you like, bringing a gentle half smile to your face without any sense of effort or force. If it's difficult, there's no need to do it. But if you like, the half smile can have a happy effect. So again, without striving for it, and with non-judging awareness, just noticing any effects that the half smile may have on the way you're experiencing yourself right now, on your thoughts and body sensations and emotions. Noticing where your attention is. And finally, if you like, bringing into your awareness something that you appreciate or are grateful for. Could be something very small. Could be an aspect of yourself, your body or mind or your heart. Or some aspect of your life. Or another person in your life. So just choosing one thing you appreciate or are grateful for. And if you like, bringing your attention into the region of the heart. Breathing in. Preparing and breathing out. Imagining that you're sending gratitude or appreciation to whatever it is or whoever it is you've chosen to focus your appreciation on. Or your gratitude on. So with each in-breath preparing, maybe imagining receiving the capacity to send appreciation. And as you breathe out, sending the gratitude or appreciation from the heart if you like, or any way that you can. And when you're ready, releasing that effort or that intention. When you're ready, releasing the practice, sending appreciation or gratitude, and bringing attention back just to the feeling of breathing, breathing in and breathing out, with awareness of the body resting on the surface it's resting on, feeling the breathing and feeling the body. When thoughts arise or distractions occur, just noting and naming them and returning your attention when you can to the feeling of the breathing. And when you hear the bell, the bowl ring three times, when you hear the bowl ring three times, you'll know that this body scan has ended. And when that happens, just gently and gradually bringing your awareness back into the room. Thank you.